Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. How are we today?
Doing okay. It's kind of a sleepy Monday, I would say.
Yeah, Monday. Yeah, and I'm trying to think of what we want to talk about. All I can think about is that I don't know exactly what a gaucho is, but Alexis looked like a gaucho to me. And I wanted to spend a little time on that. And then maybe I thought that we could talk about Steely Dan because they have a song called Gaucho.
Gaucho, sure. That's a good
I think that
song.
whole album was called Gaucho.
Was it? Yeah.
I
Good
think so. I
song.
can picture the
Maybe.
blue cover. It's like a painting.
Okay.
I won't sing it because we'll get in trouble.
Okay. Yeah, for a number
You'll
of
make fun of
reasons.
me. Yeah, for a lot of reasons.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and also I wanted to say along those lines, fashion-wise, I thought there was quite a bit of color today.
Yeah, let's see. Or today and or and Friday, like
Maybe Friday also. Yeah, they're
Lucy was
blending.
in a fabulous dress. Of course, you can't like make Lucy look bad.
That's true, and she's kind of sort of always making a statement, so it seems like you can, allow for a lot more in her wardrobe,
Yeah, she's never like
right?
trying to like just blend in or anything.
Right. Yeah, and I liked how she sort of interacted with Aiden, although this Aiden doesn't seem as compelling as the other Aiden.
He's a little more kind of regular kid, cute kid. But yeah, I like that interaction too, except that
She
she
left.
left. It's like,
I
didn't Laura ask her to stay? I mean, wasn't that the whole
know.
point?
First,
That you don't want to
yeah,
leave
I
this
know.
young boy out there alone? I mean,
Exactly, I know that was a little odd.
but it seemed like an omission. Like, was it just because guys write the show? Are there no mothers writing the show that would
Well,
be
I
like, yeah?
know when Laura was like heading in to get a coffee and asked Lucy to stay, I was like, oh, thank God.
I don't know. I mean, how old is this kid supposed to be? I don't know. He seems
27.
fragile. He seems fragile, like he wouldn't leave.
I
I
know,
don't know. And there's stuff, creepy stuff going on with his mother, and
a lot of creepy stuff. Not that Lucy necessarily knows about that stuff, but
no, but when somebody asks you to stay, I don't know.
yeah,
I,
I
not
know.
really Lucy the character's fault if that's how it was written, but somebody should have said, "Hey, this is weird. Didn't she ask her to stay with him, with Aiden?"
And
And
did
he,
she leave because the questions were getting too?
Is it just hot
I don't
water? Too
know.
much hot water? I don't know, but it was
Maybe.
interesting. And I'd kind of forgotten that she had a little short phase where she thought she could speak to the dead or
That's
whatever.
right.
But yeah, they did have a nice little mellow interaction.
I always like it when people sort of interact with the kids as if they're like legitimate human beings, But anywho, so that was that.
Yeah, and
Laura.
there's going to be Ouija board action. And I wanted to ask you, like, did you play with a Ouija board as a child?
I would say
Occasionally.
exactly kind of what Laura said, that it was a slumber party sort of an activity, kind of make believe.
Yeah, we had a little stage of that. It's weird. I mean, some of these things that are just perennial things that happen when you're growing up. It's like still the Ouija board. I don't
I
know. Maybe.
guess. Do we think it's a really still a thing for kids?
Well, on General Hospital it is, but
And
maybe that's because the writers are closer to our age. I have no idea.
exactly.
Yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe we'll have to ask around. But like we had a Ouija board stage, we had the tarot card stage,
Mood rings.
mood rings. We thought that if you drank Coke and put Pop Rocks in your mouth, that you would explode. Do kids still think that? Do Pop Rocks still exist?
I
I
don't
don't know.
know. There's a lot of sort of fringe candies these days.
Yeah, they're all tasting the rainbow. Okay, sorry, go ahead. What else you got?
How old is Aiden? We were wondering that.
Like 8? I'm not sure.
Maybe
Have we had a
I was
grade mentioned? There must be a grade that he's in.
I can't remember, but I was wondering, like, cell phone wise, would a kid that age have a cell phone? And would it be just like sort of for
You'd
safety, I
know
guess, would
better
be
than
the
I
reason.
would, like what age kids get cell phones.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a parent like Elizabeth, you know, maybe because she works and everything, she's sort of justifying it.
Yeah.
But you can see what kind of trouble a kid could get into. You know?
Sure. I don't know. Do they have, like, controls for parents where you can
limit the amount of internet time
or sites?
Yeah. I think there's probably some controls you could use.
Stuff like that. I would hope so. Because,
sure. Okay, let's cause
us adults mental anguish, so I can't imagine.
Time waster.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna nod off here. I gotta get with it here.
A time enricher, you know, a life enricher as well, because there's some memes that, like, about cats that are really funny.
Yes. Yes, that's
or like
true.
When they put the arms on birds and make them, like, walk around and say stuff, like, that's just funny. And without the internet, I wouldn't have that in my life.
Yeah, so. Your life is definitely richer for all of those things. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Point taken. Well, I did sort of light up a little bit internally when I realized that Valentine is back. Again, all of these things just seem odd to me. Like, you know, that he didn't go find Anna first, you know, like, I don't know what's happening there.
And
right?
That Felicia, that it was news to Felicia that Anna.
Yeah, that was also odd. Late. It was very strange. I don't know. I feel like, are we not supposed to remember where they left off?
Do we remember where they left off? Now that you mention it. I think they're calling each other darling. They're darling, but are they an actual couple yet? I don't think so.
Yeah, we thought the darling was premature. And maybe wishful thinking on Valentine's part.
Have they done the dirty deed yet? I don't think they have. I think they've snogged a bit.
Snogged, yes. Nice and British. Yes.
Snogged a bit, yeah.
But it seemed like they were sort of on a path to doing
definitely,
it.
Definitely.
Right.
And
to
then
being
he got
more
that,
intimate.
Don't say that. There's something about that word that's like gross and wet and clingy and like it just, yeah, it needs a shower. Like the word.
Oh, speaking of shower. We could tell by the clock on the wall it was time for a shower scene, right? So we got Chase.
Oh, we got a shower. We got Chase in the shower. Chase his hair or something.
It was hanging down the middle of his forehead a little
bit. It looked a little weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Was his shower exactly the same as Dante's? Or
it looks like the same tile, yeah. and now I'm picturing a shower scene with both Chase and Dante.
And their phones ringing.
And that would be, you know, titillating for some, but not for me as much. Like, that would, like, kind of put them out of the running for me.
Yeah, a little bit. Uh-huh.
If they were in the shower together. But that would, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, that would be very exciting, I imagine.
I imagine
And take
so.
The show in a whole different direction.
It sure would. Yeah, it sure would. And showers,
funny.
I think. I'm remodeling a shower, and so now I've got some ideas for how.
Are you? Is it gonna be aqua?
No, I'm sad to report it will not have any aqua because I have some other tile that I need to use. So
why don't you just have those people come in and put the big piece of plastic over the whole thing and slap it on a bing bong?
Yeah, that's kind of what got ripped down. There was a big one piece thing, but it was molding around the top where the plaster was.
Oh, yeah. I always wonder about that. Like, is that really hygienic to just pluck something
just
over?
Bury it? And then just put another
nasty,
one on top of that if you get
tired
nasty, of
cleaning moldy
them, you know?
Grout and everything. Just cover it all up. Like, that's good.
Just all brewing underneath there.
Yeah. Like, gotta make it worse.
Anyway. Anywho, showers.
Shower. Yeah, shower scene. It was all right. They could have done a little more. You know, maybe a little music.
It would have been fun if there had been just like 8 minutes of just shower sounds and music.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed that. I think.
I was gonna say I'd be okay with that. I'm all right with that. You know, know your audience. You know, we're out here.
Right. We move slow. When we move.
Oh, but that was from Friday, I think. Right.
Maybe they're blending together because I watched them one after the other.
Oh,
today.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry about that.
Having random thoughts about it all. Oh, yeah. Reality check.
Uh huh.
Do syringes need to be that large?
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Do they think we're blind?
I was like, "What is she gonna be tranquilizing an elephant or something?"
like put it right in the heart, like bringing him back after he OD'd.
Yeah, it was enormous. It was ginormous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And I thought it was like maybe more of a prop for a play, you know, so that old Ethel in the back row. Like, what's she got here? Oh, it's a needle.
Did it even have any, like, cap on it?
I don't think so. It's just rolling around loose in her purse.
Fishing around in her purse. Yeah. Ouch. That's what was that?
Like, my mother perpetually always had a lipstick with no top on it in her purse, you know. And
yeah.
Oh, I can't bear it. There's so much stuff I've thrown out of my mom's, but I can't bear it. Like, still in like my dad's guest bathroom, I have one of the old lipsticks with no cap, and like a crusty old bottle of foundation, and it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's the DNA. I don't want to get rid of it.
Oh,
you know?
That's sweet.
But it's disgusting. But she would just use them to touch up, you know.
Yeah.
Rolling around in her purse. But no, she never had a horse syringe. But,
no.
No. I'm sure she wanted one at times.
Oh, yeah.
With us. Mm-hmm. Probably use it on us.
Yeah, you never know. There's probably some years you really don't remember very well.
Yeah, I think we got dosed with cough syrup now and again, for sure. Oh, I think there might have been like, drink up, you know, like, yep, that's the correct dose.
Punch is supposed to taste like that.
Yeah, like 16 ounces? Are you sure, Mom?
Just swallow it and
yep,
shut
we've got
up.
People coming over.
Yeah, we got people coming over. We never had people coming over. Ever.
Anyway, yeah, it was the swinging 70s. My parents used to have like
key parties
where they'd like play Twister and
they hollow out
watermelons and refill them with vodka.
No,
they did. They did.
Did they throw all their keys in a bowl?
I don't know because I'd already swallowed the Benadryl. You know, I don't know what was going on down there on the shag carpet. Yeah, they were pretty hip.
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah, large needle.
Large needle.
Why are they hanging out in that spot with the cliff?
With the cliff right there.
Or I guess that was his choice of meeting spot. I mean, there was a fence, so it was probably something they weren't supposed to go into, I guess.
Maybe. A lot of questions, you know.
And didn't he, Brendan?
Uh-huh.
He, like, I thought his leap to figuring out that she killed his brother was, like, didn't quite make sense. Like, I see a needle in your purse. You killed my brother. You know?
Yeah.
It seemed a little bit thin. I mean, she did. So he was right.
Sure. He was right. But yeah, he didn't seem like the kind of guy who would be able to put all that together that quickly.
No.
Especially when he had his whole, like, deeply embedded sort of agenda that he should have been focusing on, right?
Right. Yeah. And, and we don't know if he's dead or which side of the river he's going to be on.
At the end of today's, he was floating at the pier.
Oh, that's right. He was dead. Yeah. Well, we assume that's him, but yeah.
I guess it could be anyone. That would be fun if it wasn't him.
And Alexis.
Who should it be?
Is a guy? Like Gaucho's like a cowboy, right? So maybe she'll pull out Lariat.
Yeah, it would have been fun if they had ended the episode with her kneeling at the edge of the pier and just trying to like grab him with her fingers.
That would be fun, you think?
I think that would be fun and a little unexpected. Is that what you would do, do you think? I'd look around
for
a
pole. Yeah, I'd jump right in and
you jump in. Oh, okay.
Flip him over. Yep.
Yep.
No, I think I'd say I have a cell phone. I'm going to call somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I might just take off.
I think, the episode I have in my head is maybe a little more impressionistic, kind of like
that,
dreamy.
That pier, like, there's just nothing good going on at that pier ever.
No, and why people continue to hang out there to get quote unquote fresh air. I don't know.
Yeah, right. The fresh pier air.
When they've got that bodies
rolling
park.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been grittier and a little more like Hill Street bluesier if they'd had like sort of icky foam, and like some debris and bottles, cans
and maybe
and
like a seagull like pecking at the back of his
head. Yes, yeah. Cigarette butts. Yeah, like a seagull that wouldn't get away, and Alexis would be trying to like
chew,
you damn bird, chew.
I saw this episode could have been so good.
It could have been very macabre. Yeah.
Oh, so layered. Yeah.
That's right. Though you're right. He did die. I kind of, my attention was elsewhere today. So anyway, so poor Harmony, and she's just jumpy as a cat.
Oh man, she is so twitchy. Like
And she's carrying that. Like
a huge,
could it be any larger that satchel, in the file? Like they must really think we're blind. It's like Harmony's file. It says,
and where better than the bar, the Metro Court, than to pull it out and make sure.
Yeah, and also like she breaks into the guy's room and she waits till she gets outside the room to see if the file's in there.
Yes.
When she's already been spotted by a suspicious maid.
Right. I know. And I was thinking they probably could tell the time of the, when that room was last accessed.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really pushing it today with the whole reality thing.
Yeah. I mean, sure, we've given them plenty of reasons to think that we're fairly stupid.
Our abilities,
miss massive, clues and things.
But we're not blind.
We're not, kind
a little
of blind,
bit more than I used to be. Yes, fine. Whatever.
Sure. But sure. Even a blind person could see that syringe.
Yeah. And what is she like? Do you think she had that filled up with heroin, or has she got just some poison or something? Or
I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure out her angle for killing Neil. Like, what? Who's behind that?
We don't know. Right. And if she. Where did she get whatever it was that's in the syringe?
Right. I know. Like, who's she connected to? That's what I'm, is it Cyrus? Is it going to be Cyrus?
Mm-hmm.
Are we bringing him back? I don't know.
Or does she just have like a suitcase full of enormous syringes just in case,
Filled with heroin or whatever.
Whatever. Could be anything, I guess. Pedialyte. I mean, anything that's like with that quantity.
Yeah.
Got
well, Sam's. I mean, there's a lot of big box kind of stories.
Sam's. Can you get a good deal on syringes at Sam's Club?
Syringes.
I was confused. I thought Sam's was like a grocery store. Not in Florida, huh? No,
I don't even know. I don't know if I've seen a Sam's down here. There probably are, but
probably.
Anyway, okay, we're getting off track. Back on track. What else?
Okay, all right. Well, one thing that was a little bit jarring also today for the novelty of it was opening up with Brad, like obviously outside.
Oh, outside, the outside thing. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about makeup and where can I get whatever they've got on Britt's face?
I thought she was shiny. I thought everybody was shiny, but maybe that
I thought she had like interesting, like sort of. I try to avoid anybody looking at me outside or just in general.
Because
I feel like outside is a very bad light for me unless it's nighttime. But she had this like, she was obviously made up. But there was like this glowing thing going on, like around her eyes and her cheekbones. And I was like, what's going on there? I thought she looked beautiful.
She did look beautiful, yeah, but there was a certain dampness to everyone, I thought. And I wondered if, like, is everybody just in some sort of a fever, like a COVID-related fever or something else? I don't know. And I wondered, is that why they're outside?
They're trying to be safer.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's just a weird thing to suddenly decide to have a scene that's shot outside, right?
Outside, yeah. And then they ignored the pastry the entire scene. It didn't look that good.
Yeah, that they that lost me with that. It's like, yeah. Jesus. What's most important here? Brad's future or the pastry in the middle of the
But I thought it was cute. They're still like going over the mm-hmm. possible matches and, you know, mm-hmm. and then the evil Miss Wu shows up.
Oh, yeah. Drags I kind of wish she wasn't underwater. So evil.
Well, you know, you'll be loving her soon. She'll be really? We'll see the whatever her horrible upbringing that made
uh-huh.
her.
Okay. You know. Yeah.
I like a strong woman, even if she's evil.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I don't think she's going to be like the next Helena or anything.
I don't like her putting the screws to Brit. You know, I want Brit to be able to
We don't know what Brit did in 2016. It might have been very bad. She might deserve the screws.
Maybe.
That sounded weird, huh?
A little bit. I feel like I may be hallucinating. I had some questionable gummy worms earlier.
Oh, Jesus. Would you pick them up off the ground or something?
No, they were from TJ Maxx. They're even
stop
kind of
doing your grocery shopping at TJ Maxx. That's not real food.
I know. And they're even kind of disgusting, but then you immediately want another one. So something going on.
Yeah, the sugar
there.
Thing, yeah. Ooh. I had a little binge on red grapes last night. And,
did you? Well, that's at least a fruit, a proper
yeah,
fruit.
But just
sort of like the corn of the fruit family.
It is kind of, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And then the old man insulted me. Like, we were watching something about, we were watching something
call
about.
Call him again? Didn't we had a new name for.
Well, he did have a new name.
Connor.
I've forgotten it.
Nuts.
Anyway, we were watching something about painting, and they were talking about when realism came along and
Rory.
Rory, yeah. So Rory said they were talking about paintings looking so real that if they painted grapes on a wall like a fresco, that uh-huh. birds would actually come and smash into the wall trying to get the grapes. And he said, "You'd do that."
Oh, Rory. Zinger. Oh.
I know. I was like, Jesus, I'm just sitting over here, you know, eating my grapes.
Oh, that's hilarious. I would too, Gia. Although not with grapes.
I'd be like one of those videos of a dog like trying to get the bone at the bottom of a water ball that's painted on there, you know. And,
uh-huh.
and I'm like, I'm with you, buddy. I feel it.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Miss Wu, and they're outside. Yeah, that was kind of randomy, mm-hmm. a little bit random.
Yeah,
and yeah, Brad. So Brad's going to be running the gambling den. That'll be hysterical.
How does Selena not realize that that's a terrible idea?
No, maybe she just wants to get a laugh out of seeing him.
maybe
fumble his way through that. I don't
yeah,
know.
That could be really funny. You're right.
Yeah.
I feel like this is where I wish they would just let us, like, maybe take a look at the script, you know?
And do a little tweaking here and there.
Yeah, a little tweaking, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like, tweak the part where Lucy leaves a child, abandons a child.
Right, right, yeah.
The outdoor cafe.
Yeah, I feel like he would even say, hey, you're supposed to stay with me, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right. Because he's kind of an anxious young fella. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I would have said that.
Where are you going? Yeah.
Okay. Total different topic.
Okay.
I enjoyed seeing Portia today show a different side of herself.
Oh, yeah.
Had some chops.
Yeah, I think that was nice too. Yeah, it was there again. There was a weird sort of. Like, first, like, Elizabeth talking that way to Portia was kind of weird. You know, I mean, and there's sure there was plenty of reasons why she would talk to
yeah.
her that way, but
yeah.
it still seemed like
a little bit out of current.
She's
character
better at keeping it together, you know. And then, yeah, Portia also was kind of sorts.
I feel like that's the first time we've seen Portia. I mean, Portia's been nothing but like sort of cotton candy and fluff.
Yeah, yeah.
All this right. entire time, and she was believably bitchy there. So
yeah,
like, okay.
It would be kind of nice if she sort of started to unravel because of what Sabrina's going through. You know.
Yeah. So
I think that would be effective.
Yeah, I feel like we need to see more facets of her character.
Yeah,
to get on board with her. They're kind of doing with her what they've done with Drew, mm-hmm. and just made her somebody that like checks on everybody else all the time.
Yeah,
you know, they don't have their own story going on too much.
Yeah, they're sort of like parasites, you know, who just like drop in and.
Yeah, and that makes it sound bad to say parasites. You know,
you think parasites are good? I'm sorry. I forgot you were on Team Parasite.
maybe think of it more like the good gut bacteria that you want to have in there, that you need to have in there, like more of sort of a symbiotic. But, I just feel like they've been made parasites by the writers. I don't think they're parasitic of their own.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And they're just kind of like hollow, right? There's substance to
like
them.
Like hollow Easter bunny.
Yes, thank you for bringing it back to something that I can.
Something timely. Did you have an Easter feaster and eggs or chocolate or anything?
There was some chocolate in the house, sure.
Solid bunny? Hollow bunny?
I got the kid some of those Kinder eggs, you know, that have stuff in them. And also some jelly beans.
How about those?
She's more of a salty snack kind of a kid.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. I just remember as a kid, like, the morning you'd be like, is it going to be a solid bunny? Because that was, like, huge if it was a solid bunny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and now I think of my poor mother out there just, like, trying to throw shit in the grocery cart. Like, oh, fuck, it's Easter, you know. Like,
yeah,
she never would have said the F word ever.
I know. I believe that. I know. Yeah. She was a lovely woman. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know,
even hide chocolate eggs in the house sometimes.
Yeah, they used to hide stuff for us too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was lovely. I really enjoyed that. Not sure how she kept the dog from getting to it.
Hmm. Right. Yeah.
Maybe they were high up. I don't know. But anyway, getting back to Drew and Portia, I was thinking that maybe not parasites, but it's like they sort of take the shape of whatever, you know, they're trying.
Oh, they're like tofu.
Right. They sort of like absorb whatever flavors you throw at. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
they're a pressed soy product.
Yeah.
Fermented. They're a fermented. Yeah. I hear you.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. Like you have no idea really what they would be like if they were pulled down of whatever environments they insert themselves into, you know?
And they stand on their own like a porterhouse, or do they have to just be a fermented soy product all their life?
They're more like a rice cake.
A rice cake. Do those still exist?
Yeah, they do. Sad to say, yeah.
Does anybody eat those? I mean, those are, you know, quite
the fave. I sometimes have them on my break when I work at the bookstore.
Like a flavored one, right?
I sit in my car and eat a couple of rice cakes.
Sad little senior setting.
Yeah.
Are you getting a flavored kind? So I remember when they came out.
Yeah.
And they were like, just like a piece of cardboard. And I remember loading them up with, you know, peanut butter and chocolate chips or whatever. Like, these are delicious like this, you know.
Perfect. Oh, dear. Yeah, either lightly salted or the cheddar cheese ones are pretty good.
All right, well, that's all right then.
Yeah. So let's see, where were we, Gia? Okay, Portia going to toe-to-toe with Jordan.
Yep, that's coming on. And she and Elizabeth, you know, that was kind of nice that they talked it out and hugged it out.
Yeah,
stressed out ladies with crises going on.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
But once again, like, where's Taggart?
Right. We haven't seen him in a while.
And I didn't check my mail today, but is my t-shirt on the way or? It might be out there. It might be out there. My Where's Taggart t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be patient. Just be patient. Yeah.
That'd be a serious insider kind of joke.
It really would be. Yeah.
Talking to me about that after seeing that.
I think you might even be more alarmed than excited if somebody came upon you in that t-shirt and understood what it meant.
I know. I'd be like, wow.
Get out.
You need to get a life.
Rory, where are you?
Anyway. Oh, one other fashion note. Look at us. We're in like a half hour. We'll probably wrap it up on time. I thought Carly's dress was weird. It was more like a pool cover.
Yeah.
Remember when she confronts Sunny at Charlie's?
Yep, I do. Yep.
And it was like, that was kind of weird. I mean, she looks lovely in anything. She's statuesque. She can pull off any outfit. But it was like
swirling, splashy kind of.
Yeah, that's like not a look for going. I mean, maybe if you're going to a festival or something in a park or a pool. Or a tiki bar. That would be okay. But not just your average day as your high-powered hotel owner.
At the pub.
Yeah, to stop in to harass your ex-husband.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all a little thrown together too, you know?
Yeah.
Why, like, how does she know she'd find him there?
Now? And was that really necessary?
It felt sort of manufactured.
It brought out ugly face Carly.
Right. Yeah.
I like how they're turning up the heat on the Willow Nina relationship and making them really just despise each other.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna have to hug it out.
Yeah.
Especially when somebody needs somebody else's kidney or whatever.
Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna be some sort of a transfusion or something, right?
Yeah, she said she has a headache again, or she's a little under the weather, or I don't know. She definitely looks like she could use a sandwich.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, whatever it's going to be, it's going to require the genetic material from Nina.
Harmony's going to have to dig deep and sacrifice herself and her relationship, really.
Well, and I mean, Harmony's going down one way or the other. Like, how do you get redeemed from actual murder? Well, I know it's in a hospital, but
she's killed two people now.
Yeah, well, the second one you can get out of, like the over a cliff thing, that's not so bad.
It's his fault for standing near a cliff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he was blackmailing her. But the Neil thing, that's, I don't know. That's a little more of a gray area, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not, you know, even if it's like a manslaughter thing, she's going to go have to be back at the snack room at least, at the very least.
At least at the snack room, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how Ryan got to the snack room. How does he get to be at the place with all the snacks?
Yeah, why is he there at all? I don't know. None of it's
really
good sense. But, anyway, I don't have much big stuff to share today. I enjoyed our couple of days, I think.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. There was definitely, we saw a lot of characters we haven't seen much of lately. And Felicia and Anna said they were in Tahiti, but I thought.
Tahiti? I know, that was surprising.
The screen said like West Polynesia.
Is that where Tahiti is?
Could include Tahiti maybe, but.
You're really pushing my.
Yeah, we shouldn't be expected to know that.
My little gray cells, it's pretty pretty bad, that whole, I mean, I would hope they would have researched that themselves before they made a mistake on that.
Yeah.
But Tahiti, is that where, like, Gauguin painted?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I picture when you say Tahiti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of things are seeming a little bit thrown together.
Yeah, like this podcast. You know?
Like this podcast, yeah. As I was saying it, I was like, don't say that.
Can't really fault them, can we? pot and kettle.
But they're getting paid, though.
Right, right. Well, I'm sure when we get up to the 8,000, you know, downloads per episode, we'll be monetizing this puppy.
I still
come hell or high water. I don't know what that means.
Take a lot of
it's going to be ads for Rice Cakes part. On here. Yeah. We're going to advertise rice cakes and colonoscopies and what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, anyway. Well. Okay, well, that's all I've got, really. You got anything else of interest?
I don't think so. I'm just going to leave you with, you know, just a cautionary tale once again of a bad decision I've made, which was to eat candy from TJ Maxx.
The worms. Yeah, the worms.
Yeah, just, you know, America, learn from my mistake. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Better off just having, like, a fistful of sugar, I think. Safer.
Yep, great sugar, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
well, I hope it gets better for you.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, let's do this again in a couple days after we've...
After we've forgotten a couple more episodes?
Forgotten a few more things, yep.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
All right.
That's to Rory.
Okay, thanks. See you later.
Okay, bye.